Civil War Stories. Track 1. Storytellers. Welcome to Civil War Stories, a tour at the New York Historical Society. I'm Jane Musherback. I'll be your guide. The Historical Society is a combined museum and research center. It focuses on United States history as seen through the eyes of New York City and state. It was founded in 1804 and has over 4.5 million documents, paintings, and artifacts. The purpose of this tour is to look at a variety of objects that tell us about the Civil War. We'll look at these objects for stories they tell. You'll also hear quotations from the Civil War writings of Walt Whitman, which will enrich these objects' significance even further. The selected artworks and artifacts we'll be looking at are all located upstairs on the fourth floor in the Henry Luce III Center for the Study of American Culture. To get started, down the hall from the coat check, take the wide staircase up to the second floor, or you can take the elevator further down the hall. When you reach the second floor, look left through the glass doors of the library. It's an opulent space. 10,000 researchers a year use the library's famous collection of millions of manuscripts, newspapers, photographs, books, prints, maps, and even restaurant menus. Perhaps you'll return another day to look up letters written during the Civil War period, or some other assignment. Pause the tour now and head upstairs, and turn it back on when you get to the Luce Center on the fourth floor. You're at the Luce Center now. As you enter the large exhibition area displaying furniture in big glass cases, you'll see some red cushioned benches for the public. Have a seat on the one furthest to your right. Sit facing the old-fashioned tiled fireplace. In your American literature course, you are reading works like The Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass, Harriet Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin, Herman Melville's Benito Cereno, and Walt Whitman's Specimen Days. When we read these works, we expect to find stories. Objects like artworks also tell stories if we slow down to consider questions, observe details, and think about what we're seeing. It would seem that paintings, unlike movies or books, don't require time and can be seen at a glance. But in fact, taking the time to look at artworks slowly yields insights and surprises. This tour will look at 7 works of art, mostly produced in the 1850s and 1860s, and a group of practical everyday items that were actually used by soldiers and others from New York in the Civil War. As you look at the selected objects, I'll ask you questions to help you focus and notice details. I'll also ask you to stop the tour from time to time to jot down notes or make a quick sketch. Feel free to pause the tour anytime you'd like to make a note of thoughts or your own questions. All of the objects are located here in the Luce Center, a visible storage collection of 40,000 objects which the New York Historical Society wants the public to be able to look at and study. Once we're in a specific area, I'll direct you to the objects we're looking at by the case number on the gray panel at the top left of each exhibition case. Let's use the fireplace across from you for a moment to think about storytelling. Imagine a fire in the fireplace, and your family and friends surrounding you and looking into the fire as you recount something that happened to your people or you. For eons, human beings have told stories around a fire, whether in a mansion, a cave, or outside in the dark. These days, of course, we huddle around the glow of the TV or computer. Storytelling expresses common values as people sit together and focus on a trauma or victory, a leader or rebel, or a vision of the future. The Civil War, the tragedies and problems that led up to it, and the war itself, involved extraordinary determination, but also catastrophic loss. Walt Whitman responded by spending 3 years visiting and tending the sick and dying, and jotting down thousands of notes on what he observed. While most of us who could have avoided the war would have stayed as far away as possible, Whitman instead participated as a volunteer, and we get the benefit of his courage and thoughtfulness by reading the Civil War section of his book, Specimen Days. In it, Whitman repeatedly uses the simple words, "I saw," "I noticed," "I watched." He provides a model of calm observation and quiet looking and listening in the midst of horror. Whitman writes in one entry,
"It was a curious sight to see those shadowy columns moving through the night. I stood unobserved in the darkness and watched them long. The mud was very deep. The men had their usual burdens, overcoats, knapsacks, guns and blankets. Along and along they filed by me. I never before realized the majesty and reality of the American people en masse. It fell upon me like a great awe. During those 3 years in hospital, camp, or field, I made over 600 visits or tours and went, as I estimate, counting all, among 80,000 to 100,000 of the wounded and sick, as sustainer of spirit and body in time of need. These visits varied from an hour or two to all day or night. For with dear or critical cases, I generally watched all night. Sometimes I took up my quarters in the hospital and slept or watched there several nights in succession. Those 3 years I consider the greatest privilege and satisfaction, with all their feverish excitements and physical deprivations. And of course, the most profound lesson of my life."